Here's your morning brief for Friday, February 28th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Stocks in Asia and Europe fell sharply following U.S. shares' steep drop as investors worried the coronavirus epidemic could be worse than expected. Benchmark indexes in Germany, Japan, and Australia joined U.S. counterparts in what is known as correction territory. That refers to a drop of at least 10% from recent highs. In South Korea, the tally of infected people nearly doubled in just 2 days to more than 2,300, the most outside China. U.S. officials ramped up efforts to quickly diagnose virus infections and expanded the criteria to determine who should be tested. We're reporting that the FCC is seeking potentially more than $200 million in fines from major U.S. cell phone carriers after finding they failed to safeguard customers' location data. AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon could fight the proposed fines. We're reporting that Michael Bloomberg's presidential campaign has made overtures to former Democratic candidate Andrew Yang. The campaign sought Yang's endorsement and floated the possibility of becoming Bloomberg's running mate. Yang didn't commit to joining forces, as he considers his own political future, a person familiar with the matter said. And voters in South Carolina head to the polls tomorrow for the state's primary election. For more details, please head to our website, wsj.com, or the WSJ app.